This is Jordan Seculo in Washington, D.C. Today, the Senate votes on the Obama mandate.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Seculo Live.
Hey, hey, did you ever think there might be another way?
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
The GOP agenda gives women one option, barefoot and pregnant.
I bet you haven't heard a word I've said.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I would simply know with regard to the bishops that they never supported health care reform to begin with.
I will vote to say that, yeah, this is a religious freedom issue. You should not be forced to buy insurance that goes against your religious principles.
And now, your host, Jordan Seculo.
I hope you understand, folks, what Rand Paul's saying there. If you are forced to buy insurance that violates your religious principles, it covers things you don't want covered, that you don't have a choice, that, you know, this comes for free with every program, which is what the Obama grand compromise was on the issue of mandating birth control and abortifacients and contraceptive. When you talk about that, think about what's coming next that they'll make you say, well, now you're covered for this too. If you ever want to have an abortion, go ahead, because that's cheaper than going through a full pregnancy. So that's a better economically when you have the government running a healthcare system. I want to take your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. And what do you think about New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg with this comment? We played it, but let me play it again. Listen closely. We've heard this before from those on the left, Bite 8.
The GOP agenda gives women one option, barefoot and pregnant. It's time to tell the Republicans to mind their own business. Our side believes that women should be able to choose the paths in life that's best for them.
Yeah, I want to go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs, on this, because, Than, first of all, this doesn't decide what path women choose and what services that they pay for and receive. This is about if a woman decides to work for a religious institution or charity or organization, or a man for that instance, and his family's covered on the insurance plan, what's not going to be covered. And that doesn't stop them from going and getting coverage for that.
Jordan, it's a complete distortion of what this issue is all about. Of course, you know, that woman, if she wants to provide, if she wants to get coverage for contraceptive or abortifacients, there's nothing saying that she can't do it. This issue is about what the employer, what the religious employer is mandated to pay for and to provide. So if you're, you know, a Catholic charity or you're just a religious entity, it says that you don't have to provide coverage for something that you have a moral objection to. It's about the Obama administration forcing a mandate down employers. It's not about what women have access to. Jordan, you and I both know that you can walk into any CVS, any Walgreens, and buy this type of coverage, buy this type of product. This is just distortion. It's turning it on its head. And frankly, it's a scare tactic.
Yeah, and you can get the coverage. You can get the prescription from your doctor. You can either pay for it directly. You can buy extra insurance to do it. It's whether or not the religious institution that you voluntarily chose to work for, you work for a religious hospital or organization or charity, that was your choice to work there, and you know what that means. And this is all new, that you're going to be getting this all for free now, and that wasn't an issue before, but you see how disingenuous. I mean, saying again that this is about keeping women barefoot and pregnant, this is their last remaining argument to stop, you know, the full abortion coverage. Now, that's what they always throw out, the same tactics over and over. Interesting, because that wasn't an issue a year ago when it came down to these institutions and organizations. We need to take a stand now. There will be a vote today. It is scheduled today on this in the U.S. Senate. Senator Blunt has proposed the legislation and the law that would repeal this rule, this mandate by the executive branch, by HHS. The vote in the U.S. Senate will be close. We need to hear from you today, because we're going to get them all on the record in the U.S. Senate. Call now, 877-989-2255. Remember, this is not about birth control. This is about religious liberty and your First Amendment rights. 877-989-2255. A vote scheduled today. We need to hear from thousands of you, because this is the chance to get everyone on the record. 877-989-2255. 2255. Call it now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org.
It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Classic, folks. You know, when U.S. senators go to this level to attack their colleagues, that they're a little nervous, a little scared, and they're really getting defensive. Again, we played Frank Lautenberg saying, you know, this is about keeping women barefoot and pregnant. We hear this argument all the time, and I like taking calls, you know, especially for women on this issue, because there's the women who lead the pro-life movement, the women who have been outspoken on this issue, I think would disagree with Mr. Lautenberg making this claim for about all women. But here's another claim he makes about men and their attack on women. Again, it's interesting that it's coming from him, you know, and let's take a listen. Bite nine.
This is an attack by the men's club here. One senator says, and he's really blunt, Senator Blunt, as we've heard here, wants to give employers and big insurance companies the power to take away health services on moral grounds.
You know, this is what I think is so interesting here, because let me go to Than Bennett, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. Than, this is about changing the way the law operated, and actually that's what the Obama administration is trying to do. What Senator Blunt is doing is actually going back to how it used to be and how religious organizations, institutions, even private employers were able to pick and choose tailored plans that then their employees would get. I mean, they're covering their employees. They're making that decision to cover their employees, and the employees are getting that. And if they want to add coverage to it, of course they can add coverage with more funds, but this is what the employer is going to give you. And now that's not good enough anymore. And he's attacking Senator Blunt, saying this is about a men's club attack. This is the same line of – and just what it explains to me, Than, this is the pro-abortion line. Always has been, always will be, and this is always their final point when they know their back's up against the wall.
Absolutely. Let me just start out by pointing out the fact that Senator Kelly Ayotte from New Hampshire, she's a female. She is a co-sponsor of this amendment, of this legislation, to return things back to where it was. So it's not an all-men's club that's pushing this. But, Jordan, I thought that Senator Blunt really kind of said it best. He said, you know, for more than 200 years, religious entities have had this protection. It was guaranteed by the First Amendment. In fact, here's his exact quote. He said, "Americans don't need to calm down about this. This is a debate that is as fundamental as the First First Amendment to the Constitution. It's the Obama administration, Jordan, that's coming in and trying to turn that First Amendment on its head to mandate the type of coverage that has to be provided. And, you know, this is what you have said over and over again, and people just have to understand this. Obamacare has not only mandated that you have to have a certain type of coverage, it is mandating exactly what type of coverage you have to buy. So this really is, it's just the first step. It's contraceptive, it's abortifacients now, but the president has said that reproductive rights, that abortion is part of essential care. Jordan, that is step two. It might be after the elections if the president is reelected, but that is coming down the pike and people have to realize it now.
And that's why this is so important. You know, as attorneys, as government affairs experts, we just want to walk you down the path of these steps. They're willing to pick a fight, and the Obama administration willing to pick a fight with the Catholic bishops right before an election and Catholic institutions, organizations, Americans. It's like picking a fight with just saying Protestants. You could say it that way because they're not just picking a fight with very conservative Catholics who are always voting Republicans, so they're not worried about losing their vote. They are willing to take this one through the election. If they're willing to do that now, under the same reasoning, under the same rationale, you would provide abortion coverage under these plans. And you would say, well, it's cheaper for the insurance companies, or it doesn't cost more for them to add this on, because if you get pregnant, it costs them more money if you want to actually have a child and go through a full pregnancy. So they'll just add it on. Don't worry. Yes, the person can make the choice of to have an abortion, but you're not actually paying for it. It's just part of the free coverage that comes with insurance plans now. That is the same reasoning they're using here. And it's attack on religious liberty. It's saying it's a boys' club. It's women barefoot and pregnant to let religious institutions and organizations that you voluntarily choose to work for and who provide insurance to you to tailor the plans so that they're not violating the tenets of their religious faith. That's what it's about. They don't want that anymore. They want the government to be able to tell everyone what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and don't even try to tell us, well, this violates your religious belief, because we don't care. That's what this is about, and it's why, with the vote scheduled today in the U.S. Senate on repeal and replacing this with real protections for insurers, for the companies, for the institutions, for the organizations, we need to take a stand right now. Stand with Senator Blunt, Senator Ayotte, and others. 877-989-2255. Senator Rubio as well. Call now. 877-989-2255. Again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let's hear from Daryl Issa. And, of course, Congressman from California, also chairman of the House Government Oversight Committee, Byte 26.
Under Obamacare, if in fact they can tell clerics, rabbis, priests what to do related to health care, there isn't a limit. And, you know, this hearing will be about the basic question of separation of church and state, the basic question of the First Amendment, the basic question of whether or not in this country we tell religious people how to live their lives or what to do.
You understand that? That's from Congressman Issa. There isn't a limit if they can tell clerics, rabbis, and priests what to do related to health care. There isn't a limit. That's the abortion issue right there. That's the we don't care about your religious faith anymore. These exceptions and exemptions and conscience protections go out the window. It's a full government takeover of the healthcare system. It's mandating every aspect of every institution, religious organization, private citizen, what coverage you get. You don't get to decide because it's all for free, right? Oh, they're adding on, you know, contraception for free. Oh, we're going to add on abortion for free next. This is exactly what Planned Parenthood has always wanted. It's a bailout for them. They're going to keep getting money from all this. 877-989-2255. Call now and take a stand. 877-989-2255 or go to ACLJ.org. Than, let's get to the phones.
Yeah, Jordan, just quickly, you heard Chairman Issa talk about the hearing that he's going to have tomorrow. He's going to ask HHS these questions, and I just want to say quickly, I think you're also going to see Chairman Issa point this back to the president, because we talk a lot about HHS, we talk a lot about Secretary Sebelius, but ultimately, this is President Obama's call. He should be the one to pull this back to set the record straight, because both HHS and Secretary Sebelius, they answer to him. Let's go to line three. Cam is calling from Maryland. Cam, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I just want to thank you so very much for what you're doing. And it touched my heart last week when Mr. Sekulow said we had to stand with the Catholics. And then in the next half hour, his son said, we are all Catholics today. Well, I'm a Catholic Christian, and I can't tell you how much that meant to me, how much that touched my heart. What I really don't understand is I hear that Mr. Obama had been a constitutional law professor. I don't understand, if he was a constitutional law professor, how he can even conceive that this is not a violation of the First Amendment. I don't even know what the argument could be.
You know, Cam, thank you for your phone call. It's Jordan, and I really do believe we all need to take that stand. We need to see this through the prism of being Catholics, whether we're Catholic or not, and stand up together and realize, first, it may be the target on Catholics, and second, you know, it'll be all of us. And that's exactly what Congressman Issa was saying as well. He's saying there be no limits. If they can do this, there are no limits to what the federal government can do under the health care law, under Obamacare. I want you to understand. Now, Cam, you asked about how does he think this is constitutional? They don't believe, they don't see the Constitution the way we do. They think federal government's concerns trump, you know, religious freedom and religious liberty. They don't see the Establishment Clause as staying out of the church. They see it as the church staying out of the public. So the church staying out of policymaking, not them staying out of the church, not the government staying out of the church. No, no. It's the church shutting up. And if you don't shut up, we'll shut you up on our own. Which is what they're going to do. They're going to give you these two options: violate your conscience or keep opening. And now that we've got you to violate your religious beliefs, if the government can get you to violate your religious beliefs, so that to keep your organization open, to keep the people getting insurance, well, they've won, haven't they, Cam? I mean, they've won. They can either make you have a choice between shutting down or violating your faith. And if that's the only two options available to Americans under the Constitution, then we're at a seriously new paradigm when it comes to religious liberty and what it means and the Bill of Rights and the First Amendment. I need everybody to take a stand now. We're going to take more of your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. There is a vote scheduled today. It has been sponsored by a number of U.S. senators to stop this. Are you going to stand with them right now? The clock is ticking. We will see how the votes come down. We'll talk about that with Dan. Dan, just quickly, how does that vote look? I don't want to build people's expectations too high for this first vote. This is really the first run at this.
Yeah, this is going to be amendment to a transportation bill put forward by Senator Blunt, co-sponsored by Senator Rubio and Senator Ayotte. Listen, the majority leader has a lot of control on this, Jordan, so he can dictate how it comes up, whether or not you need 51 votes or 60. So I can't tell you whether or not it's going to pass or not, but here's the key. Every senator is going to have to go on the record on this. So for the Democrat senators like Manchin and Nelson and Casey, they've said the right things. Today they're going to have to back it up, and Senator Blunt's going to make them do it.
You know what, folks? This is the time to take a stand. Call now, 877-989-2255. I need you all to call, and we're going to get to more of your phone calls as well, but this is a time where we're getting a vote on it in the U.S. Senate. 877-989-2255. When we come back, we're going to get to more of your phone calls. We're going to dive into more of the issues. This is an attack on religious liberty. 877-989-2255. Call it now.
We're all Catholics right now. Because if this happens to the Catholic Church and you say, well, this may not affect me so much and it's not a big deal because I don't have all the beliefs on things like contraception or birth control, they will go after us.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. It is another attack by the Obama administration on people of faith. This time, the Department of Health and Human Services is mandating that religious institutions, such as religious schools and hospitals, include abortion-producing drugs, sterilization, and contraception in their insurance policies for employees, a mandate that violates their deeply held religious beliefs. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice now and demand that President Obama and HHS rescind this dangerous mandate. This requirement not not only violates the free exercise of religion guaranteed by the First Amendment, it also violates the conscience rights of millions of Americans. This unprecedented attack on religious and conscience rights of American citizens and groups is not only morally offensive, but unconstitutional as well. Tell President Obama and HHS to reverse this flawed mandate now. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255 or online aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We'll get to your phone calls in just a minute. 1-800-684-3110. We are right on the line. There will be a vote scheduled. There is a vote scheduled today in the U.S. Senate on repealing this mandate. Fighting back, U.S. Senator Blunt and, of course, other senators, Rubio, Aoi, have joined forces here. They have gotten the vote scheduled. Of course, there's a Democrat majority in the U.S. Senate, but there are plenty of pro-life Democrats, those who claim to be pro-life, Senator Manchin, Senator Casey, and others. There's also Republicans who are not as friendly to the pro-life movement. I don't know if I'd call them pro-abortion, but they're certainly not going to necessarily run to a piece and vote yes on a piece of legislation like this. So you need to, all of us need to put the pressure on right now. Call 877-989-2255. A great opportunity to have the U.S. Senate voting. So you get to see how your senator, your two senators vote. You know, what are the people who you elect in your state? Well, how are they voting on the issue? And how will they try to explain that vote to you? 877-989-2255. Call right now. That's 877-989-2255. If that's not enough to call, let me go to Than Bennett again, the ACLJ's Director of Government Affairs. Than, people wonder, you know, who is advising the president on this issue? Why don't you walk people through the article that explained who was in the room advising President Obama on how to make and how he should decide when it comes down to this religious liberty issue and the mandate here on birth control, contraceptives, and abortifacients.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a pretty fascinating piece from last week, Jordan. Jake Tapper from ABC News wrote it. And you've got a lot of kind of your usual suspects in the room, right? You had Vice President Joe Biden. You had the Chief of Staff, Bill Daley. By the way, both of which who advised the president that this violated religious freedom and shouldn't be in it, it shouldn't be issued. You also had people like Kathleen Sebelius, Valerie Jarrett, you know, White House staff. But also in the room, the CEO of Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards. And so, of course, you know, they want to say this isn't about abortion, this isn't about Planned Parenthood. Well, their CEO was in the room advising for this, pushing for this. And Jordan, you know, it should come as no surprise because Planned Parenthood has been operating with an accounting gimmick like this for years now. We know that they get about $500 million, almost $500 million, and they just have to say, oh, well, we don't use that for abortion, we use it for other things. And that's really what this mandate is as well. They say, you have to provide the coverage. We're not going to make you pay for it. We're going to make the insurance company pay for it. It's an accounting trick. But when you have Planned Parenthood in the room, of course this is going to be what the mandate looks when it comes out. It's very revealing. I encourage everybody to take a look at that, Jake Tapper from last week.
You understand that, folks. Who is advising President Obama? Who is in the room with the President of the United States when he's making this decision? The head of Planned Parenthood, the head of the number one abortion provider in the United States, the head of the number one abortion provider in the world, has a seat at the table, the same seat at the table as the Vice President of the United States, who, by the way, told President Obama, don't do this. And he's Catholic, Joe Biden. But who did President Obama listen to? The head of the number one abortion provider in the world. Now, folks, that's in the news. It's there. She's not on a call. She's sitting there telling him what she thinks he should do. And who did he listen to? He listened to the head of Planned Parenthood. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. We got a president who takes more advice on these issues. I mean, first of all, the religious liberty issue. Do you think the head of Planned Parenthood could care less? No. 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org right now. Than, let's take some phone calls.
Let's go to Carrie calling from Arizona on line one. Carrie, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, good morning. I just want to warn my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ not to fall into a false sense of acceptance over the word contraception. It's our president and his administration is throwing out the word contraceptive and using it as an umbrella to cover what is actually, if you break down the word, contraception means before conception. Other than that, if after conception, it's considered abortion. And we need to understand that the word contraception should be only contraception and not include abortion. But I'm okay as a Christian with contraception as the real word, but when you turn it into a covering for abortion, I'm not okay with that.
And well, and that's exactly what's happening, Carrie. And this covers abortifacients, so drugs that have been linked to causing abortions. And that's how they've written this, so where it's some that are less controversial, some that are more controversial, some that are new drugs so that the testing is not even fully, you know, flushed out. But it includes abortifacients. We use that word because that means they could induce, can induce abortions. And that is covered here. So that's part one. Part two is... But we are telling you what, you know, and what we believe and analyzing this and looking how this plays out. And Than, this is what I want to make loud and clear. They, of course, are not going to push down abortion right before an election. They're going to start with this, abortifacients, contraceptive, birth control, things like that. If they can do it, though, as Congressman Issa said, there isn't a limit to their power. Listen to Byte 27. This is so true. It should ring true for everybody listening right now. Let's listen to Congressman Issa again, Byte 27.
This administration would like to narrow it to essentially inside the church on Sunday or the temple on Saturday. We'd like it to be the original meaning. The Puritans did not come across the Atlantic in order to be told that they had to be Episcopal.
You know, I mean, it's the truth. This is what we care so deeply about is our religious liberty. And that's why it's the First Amendment in our Bill of Rights. And the first line is about protecting religious freedom. That's the first right given to all Americans is our religious freedom rights. And they want to cut it out. They want you out the door. They don't want you to have that kind of... They've been telling us for years, shut up, please stop, you know, don't get involved in policy. We don't care about what the bishops have to say. We don't care what your pastor thinks. We don't care what, you know, that you're about your religious freedom and your what your religious beliefs dictate to you to believe. You can believe it, but we don't care. You know, we'd rather listen to the head of Planned Parenthood, and that's exactly what President Obama did. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Let's go to George Than on line 5. Hey, George, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello there. Hey, I'm calling from Jacksonville. I just wanted to ask a question. I know this is about employees of these institutions. What about us folks that want to go to one of these Catholic hospitals and get medical care? Are they going to restrict us? Are we going to have to, under Medicare and all these other things, are they going to force abortion to be performed by these hospitals?
Listen, if they can get away with this, what they'll do is they're going to say, okay, we got you to make this choice, either shut down or violate your dictates of your faith, your conscience. So if we can do that, why can't we do it with abortion, George? And then you won't have the opportunity to choose a Catholic hospital. And now, so one of their arguments is, well, if they were just serving Catholics and they just hired Catholics. Now, that's not right. I mean, that's not what the Catholic Church wants. They want to be able to provide services to everybody. They don't want to have to check to see whether or not you've been baptized in the Catholic Church. But that's actually the argument back is, well, they can just hire Catholics. Well, okay. I mean, talking about the idea is this, George. They want to give them a choice. Shut down or violate your conscience. If we can get you to say, okay, we're not going to shut down, we'll go along with your compromise, then they can push you on everything. No limit. That's what Congressman Issa said, and that's what you need to understand. There will be no limits to the power of the federal government under Obamacare. There is a vote scheduled today in the U.S. Senate to do something about this. The question is, are you going to do anything about it? Are you going to take a stand for your religious liberty rights, or are you buying into that, this is just about Catholics and birth control? You better not be, folks. Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Is exactly what I said. It's how you need to be thinking. We're all Catholics right now, and we all need to take a stand. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Sekulow Show. Jordan Sekulow provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordansekulow.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Sekulow Show via email, info@sekulow.com.